Tapeworm. May knows she has tapeworms because she's felt them squirming, slithering, shimmying in her belly since she swam here from Shenzhen. Or maybe it's just one long tapeworm, longer than a freshwater eel, longer than the straw mat she sleeps on, longer than the last smile her mother will ever give her. But that smile was before she started swimming. And she thought she was swimming only from the new communist China into Hong Kong. She thought she was swimming only 4 kilometers. But the truth nobody told her is that you will still be swimming. Even after you crawl up on those docks, drenched down to your bone marrow, you will still be swimming. When you find a place to stay in a sooty shanty town that clings to the edge of Kowloon by the fingertips, you will still be swimming. When your own fingertips are bloodied from picking over rags for cotton waste, 6 days of work for a pound of cotton, because the truth nobody tells you is that you are trapped in somebody's bowels and you will never stop swimming, swimming, swimming. And whenever May thinks of that, she feels a little sorry for her tapeworms and doesn't tell anyone for just one more day.